want you to just close your eyes and say, Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
I need to see,
I need to see
experientially,
experientially
where I am,
where I am,
how much covering there is over me,
how much covering there is over me,
and why I'm hidden in you,
and why I'm hidden in you.
I need that understanding. So open my eyes.
Open my ears.
Open my understanding.
And my heart is perceiving
that we are one.
That we are one.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Last couple days I've been pressed again to go back to unlocking the mysteries of the kingdom. And I'm going to take you to chapter 10 because this is where there was such a press that I couldn't let it go. Colossians 2:10 says, you are complete in him. So it doesn't say you might be or will be. In the dispensation of the fullness of time, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, Ephesians 1:10. Pastor Gino used to teach us about the heavenly church and the earthly church are one. They're not divided. So here we go. Say, I'm on a journey. And I'm going to enjoy what this wisdom that was given to Wade Taylor to impact me and get me to see where I am hidden and why. Are you ready? In his first coming, Jesus came as a baby, born in a manger in Bethlehem. The enemy sought to take his life and prevent him from fulfilling his calling. That happens to what? All of us.
Amen.
His life was protected and he grew in wisdom and in stature. Notice, protected. As he faced the intense opposition that came against him because he rose above and overcame these opposing forces, he qualified in life experience to become both a savior and the righteous judge of Satan. The righteous judge of Satan. That was part of his commission. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation to all them that obey him. Hebrews 5, verses 8 and 9. The Jews of that day knew that this was the time when the Messiah would come. But they had a preconceived idea as to how this would take place. They were looking for a lion, a military leader, who would drive out the Romans and make Israel free and prosperous. Because Jesus did not do what they expected him to do, and instead came as a lamb to bring redemption, he was rejected and crucified. The second coming of Jesus will be as different from the expectations of many. And in Revelations 1:13, we have a picture of how Jesus will look when he appears. Are you ready? Say, I'm ready to hear.
I'm ready to hear.
What Revelations 1?
Verse 13
through 15
have to say about me.
Amen?
Amen.
Here's what that scripture says. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the breast with a golden girdle. His head and his hair were white like wool, as white as snow. And his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like the fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. At this present time, Jesus, one like the Son of Man, is in the midst of the church, fully covered with a garment from his neck to his feet. There is a hidden work, not seen by the nominal church, nor by the world, that is taking place within those who are under his garment. Overcomers within the church, as they are being prepared for the time when this garment will be removed. Now, the Lamb will begin to function as a lion. For we know that the whole creation groans and travails in pain together until now. Romans 8:22. This one, like the Son of Man, overcomers, can also be understood as being the spiritually mature, hair white as like wool, corporate Jesus, who at this present time is fully clothed, yet hidden, and held back, golden girdle, until the appointed time. And the house, when it was in building, was built of stone, made ready before it was brought there, so that there was neither hammer nor axe, nor any tool of iron heard in the house while it was in building. 1 Kings 6 and 7 describes the first temple. Each stone that was set into the temple was prepared for a perfect fit away from the temple site. Then it was brought and set into its place within the temple. Colossians 3, verse 3 and 4. Your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory. This unveiling will begin with a substantial increase of the Lord's manifest presence, or his parousia, being made visible to those who earnestly seek him. 2 Timothy 4, verse 8. Hereafter there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give to me at that day, and not to me only, but to all them also that love his appearing. When Isaiah turned away from his dependence on all earthly provision and security, which was King Uzziah, and looked up, he saw the Lord seated on a throne. Isaiah 6:1 says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. In the New Testament, we are made the temple. His train filling the temple, us, signifies that the Lord is not far away. He be not far from every one of us. Acts 17, verse 27. You might take a note on that one. Acts 17:27. He is not far from every one of us. Rather, he is very close. The throne is a dimension of being, not a far away place in the heavens. In the time of his parousia, he will openly take his place as our head. We live in time. The Lord lives in eternity. In eternity, there is no distance. The Lord is much closer to us than we may realize, yet in fact, he's in us. Acts 2:34-35. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he says himself, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit you at my right hand until I make your foes your footstool. It is from this position in his throne that Jesus will begin to reveal himself, his parousia, to a governmental people whom he is making ready to rule with him in his throne. Romans 8:19. For the earnest expectation of the creature waits for the manifestations of the sons of God. Take a deep breath. Say, I want to understand, Lord.
I want to understand, Lord.
I need the spirit of understanding.
I need the spirit of understanding.
Some of this is heavy, Lord.
Some of this is heavy, Lord.
But it's not too heavy for your spirit.
Amen?
The Lord said that in the third day, he would be perfected. This third day perfection speaks of the body, the people, overcomers, or his bride, it's all the same, and the head, Jesus, functioning together as one. This means that many changes are about to take place within the church. It is very important to understand that the head is being joined to the body. The body, of course, involves overcomers who are presently sitting in the pews, not joined to the fivefold ministry that is functioning in the pulpit. Therefore, the body is beginning to function under the feet. And under the direct dictates of the head. You are now living in the time when this will happen. Today and tomorrow speaks of the church age and all that pertains to church function, in which we can rightly testify, I have Jesus. We go beyond this level of spiritual experience or grace when we unconditionally commit all that we are and have giftings to Jesus, and to make him our personal Lord, government, thereby becoming a kingdom people, or third day. Now we can say, Jesus has me, instead of me having him. It's the next level, it's the face to face. It's the face in face. The message of the church relates to our time of preparation. Those who are being prepared for the end time purpose of the Lord are continuing to function in the church, but are moving beyond that which pertains to the church into the kingdom that speaks of transition and change. The message of the church leads to repentance and salvation and spiritual growth. The message of the kingdom is directed towards our submission to his government and rule in our lives. There is a progression in which we are being qualified. Say, there's a progression.
There's a progression.
And I am being qualified. It's progressing me to go forward. To be seated with him. And to seat myself. With our Lord. On his throne. Where we will function. In a cooperative relationship with him. Matthew 22:14 says, many are called, but few are chosen. We'll pay the price in order to be chosen. See, if you stop at the point, many are called, but few are chosen, it kind of puts a limitation. But when you choose to pay the price in order to be chosen, he right back makes you and me a part of that chosen family. This view applies only to those who are unconditionally submitted to his kingdom or government. His rule over our lives. To those who are both willingly and obediently responding, the mysteries of the kingdom are beginning to unfold as I present reality in their walk with the Lord. It is given to you to know, Matthew 13:11. To those who are satisfied with their present relationship to the church, these mysteries will remain mysteries. It will not be given to them to know and understand the mysteries of the kingdom. This third day message of the kingdom, the Lord's intervention to be fully establishing himself as the activated head of his body, is beginning to take place and function through the body of overcomers. Those who have been prepared for his end time purpose, we are living in this time of transition. In each of the past times of transition, there has been a new message. The message of the church, whoever will, may come, relates to grace. The message of the kingdom to him who overcome relates to government. There are those, a people within a people, that's us, who are hearing and understanding and responding to this present message of transition. Today, the world is ignoring the church. Their attitude might be very different if they knew what is taking place at this present time. As soon, it will greatly affect them. Since the body is still covered, they do not realize that the time of divine intervention is rapidly approaching. I repeat, their attitude might be very different if they knew what is taking place at this time or at this present time. As soon it will greatly affect them. Since the body is still covered, they do not realize the time of divine intervention is rapidly approaching, in which there will be a catching up or being lifted into a higher realm of power and authority. Those who are caught up will be empowered with apostolic authority, not necessarily become apostles, but rather to receive apostolic authority with consequences. I repeated this part because it is absolutely important because of the prophetic word that came just a few days back, where we were seen to go through the roof by the hole. It is not an escape route. It is what God is preparing to do with those that are here and being faithful to continue to go forward by choice. If you'll notice, it was given to some to hear and to listen and to obey. For some, it's not written. They're not able to handle it, and God knows it. But for you, it was chosen that you should hear this. Revelations 12:5. And she brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up to God and to his throne. It's not a rapture.
Amen.
Are you catching on? This will bring judgment and retribution to the world, which will lead to great suffering. But to the church, it will result in a visitation of righteousness and peace, which will lead to great joy.
Amen.
Isaiah 14:7. The whole earth is at rest and is quiet. They break forth into singing. The Lord is at this present time preparing a people who are hearing and responding in heart obedience. Heart obedience. Do you hear me? Heart obedience. Deep within their spirit, they are beginning to understand. Who has an ear to hear, listen, let him hear. And the disciples came and said to him, why speak you to them in parables? And he answered and said to them, because it is given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. But to them it is not given. And it looks like the Lord is, you know, being judgmental. No, he's looking at your heart. That's Matthew 13, verses 9 through 11. Take a deep breath. Let it go. In the third day, we will enter into the outworkings of the level of perfection to which we have attained. That is the head, Jesus, and the body, overcomers, will begin to function as one under the direct headship of the Lord Jesus Christ. You're not going to be doing your own thing. Ephesians 4, verse 16. For it is under his direction that the whole body is perfectly adjusted and united by every joint that furnishes its supplies and by the proper functioning of each part or each particular part, there is brought about the growing of the body for its building up in love. That was quoting from the Williams translation. I was rehearsing this message in my heart and saying to the Lord, what do you want? And I saw a vision of the garment. And I said, Lord, we're hidden inside there, aren't we? The world looks at you like you're some kind of a oddball. Your family looks at you like you don't belong. And it's because you're inside and you're together with the rest of your saints. You say, well, I don't fit in there. You're being fitted in. God chose you. I didn't. God called you in to do what? To become like him. His plan, oh my God, look at all those seeds. Come on up. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I'm learning that we are hidden.
I'm learning that we are hidden.
Under this intense robe.
Under this intense robe.
And we will be one.
And we will be one.
Because you called us so.
Because you called us so.
It is your plan.
It is your plan.
That's manifesting.
That's manifesting.
Even as we speak.
Even as we speak.
We give you praise, Lord.
We give you praise, Lord.
That this intense garment.
That this intense garment.
That has been covering us.
That has been covering us.
For your own purpose.
For your own purpose.
Until you complete us.
Until you complete us.
Into the image and likeness.
Into the image and likeness.
Of the firstborn son.
Of the firstborn son.
And we are connecting ourselves.
And we are connecting ourselves.
To the headship of Jesus.
To the headship of Jesus.
In a new way today.
In a new way today.
I thank you for the fire.
I thank you for the fire.
That's continuing to burn.
That's continuing to burn.
Away all the chaff.
Away all the chaff.
All of it has to go.
All of it has to go.
And we decree.
And we decree.
That we are the overcomers.
That we are the overcomers.
And we will overcome.
And we will overcome.
Because of what you're doing.
Because of what you're doing.
In each and every one of us.
In each and every one of us.
We're learning to be lions.
We're learning to be lions.
And we're learning to roar.
And we're learning to roar.
To stand in the position.
To stand in the position.
That you have conditionally pressed us in.
You conditionally pressed us in.
It's your conditioning.
It's your conditioning.
That's doing the work.
That's doing the work.
Connecting us.
Connecting us.
In a major way.
In a major way.
We will not fail.
We will not fail.
Hakashara ibeke perutana marata. Eke erutana mayene tulaka tarimu shikotana marate. Eke asa.
Eke asa.
Eke asa.
Eke asa.